Sippers, welcome to this episode of the Tea With Me podcast featuring me, Shane Todd. Before we get into it, let me plug our Patreon, patreon.com/teawithmepodcast. You pay a few pounds a month, you get more bonus content than you know how to deal with. Bonus episode on a Monday, on Friday you get that live stream. And last week we just had my birthday episode. And if you want to watch a man eat too much cake, because he gets carried away, because normally because of dietary requirements he can't eat cake, but then someone brings in a free from cake and then goes into a coma, watch it. Also, Dave Elliott got very angry. And I just put a clip of that out, and that is genuine rage from him. So we do the live stream every Friday. I put up a vlog from the Ballymena show behind the scenes. People seem to really enjoy that. And then put it public a few days later. So it's early access. It's special treats. Also, we are sponsored by none other than NordVPN. If you do this week.
No, it's only because what the fuck's happening at the bottom of your shoes? Is that a carpet? It looks like you got carpet on the bottom of your shoes. Have a look yourself.
NordVPN. Now, this is these guys.
They're not grips for walking. Go on ahead.
I'll tell you in a second. These guys are the world leaders in internet security. Here's the thing. All these companies are trying to track you. All these, and not even just like internet companies. Companies like P&Q, Homebase. Yeah, they're all keeping tabs on you. They want to know what you do. And eventually, in the future, they'll release what you're up to. And I know what you're up to. And it's best if you hide it. NordVPN. Basically, we use networks all over the place. Is it called a network? I don't know. What about when you go to Starbucks and they go, use our internet? Anybody could be hacking into that, hacking into the mainframe. You want to keep what you're doing safe. You're putting in personal info, passwords, family photos, all that kind of thing. NordVPN can help. Also, when you use NordVPN too and you sign up for that, you can trick your computer. You can play a prank on your computer and pretend you're anywhere in the world. Because companies like Netflix, Amazon Prime, they hide certain content from you. They go, listen, you know, there's a new series of Kenan. There isn't. There's a new series of Kenan and Kel, but it's only available in Guatemala. Something like that. You wouldn't be able to see it unless you were in Guatemala. Shout out to our Guatemalan listeners. But if you use NordVPN, you can tell your computer you're anywhere. And you can access content on Netflix from Japan, from Kenya, Isle of Man, wherever it is, you can get it. If you use our code, or you go to, nordvpn.com/teawithme, you get a huge exclusive discount. Free threat protection. Try saying that fast three times. Go. And 1 month additional use of NordVPN for free. It's risk-free. You've got a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's nordvpn.com/teawithme, and you can read about what it really is, because I might not. I use the word mainframe and I don't even know what that is. But thanks, Dan. Is that all good? Close enough. And that's all we're aiming for. We are also sponsored by Manscaped. I was just recently speaking to a celebrity friend. Who was it again I was speaking to? What was it? Who was I telling you about there? Craig Phillips. Big Brother 1 winner Craig Phillips and I were having a conversation recently. Yeah. And I said, Craig, what was it like winning Big Brother and all? And he said, listen, before we get into that, he said, I'm having a problem with my undercarriage. And I said, Craig, that's a lot of information. I've just met you. And he said, no. He goes, I have too much pubic hair. And I said, Craig, I've just met you. He said, mate, what? Can you help me? And I said, Big Brother 1 winner Craig Phillips, I'm celebrity builder. I said, the only thing I could recommend for you is Manscaped. He said, what is that? I said, Craig, they sponsor every podcast in the world. It is a range of men's grooming products. I said, you're a man, Craig Phillips, winner of Big Brother 1. He said, yeah, I am. I said, Craig, I've got your back here. I don't have your back. I've got your balls. I've got your ears, your nose.
Perineum?
I've got his perineum. I don't know where that is.
I don't know if boys have it. It's a bit between your arse.
Well, then, definitely not.
Well, it might be between their dick and their arse.
Yeah.
That bit.
Is that called your perineum?
It's something like that. Because you have to, yeah.
I didn't know that. Big Brother 1 winner Craig Phillips said, even my perineum, can you help me? And I said, manscaped.com. They've got the Lawnmower 4.0, which just shaves your bits basically. And I gave Craig the perfect performance package, Manscaped, send him to manscaped.com with the code T with me, and he phoned me up a week later, even though this only happened a few days ago, and he said, man, I can't believe it. And I said, is this better than winning Big Brother 1? He said, undoubtedly, you've changed my life. T with me for 20% off and free shipping, manscaped.com, code is in the description. For everyone giving off by the length of these ads, shut up.
Oh my God, so long. So long.
My guest today is rude. Full stop. What do you mean, is there underlay on...
It looks like you've got felt, or a bit of carpet. But like, is that a mirage? Am I seeing it funny?
What?
Am I seeing it funny? Do you know...
That's a dessert?
It's a meringue.
Oh, right.
Do you know, like...
It's a wacky
design.
They're a strange
choice, eh?
Yeah.
But the shoes aren't just the bottom of them.
Do you know what it is? It's turning 34 and looking for, like, oh, I need crazy shoes. Yes. That's what it is. Looking to jazz it up. All that kind of thing.
Do you think that's like a psychologist's wet dream there? That's like what he lacks somewhere in his life, he's making up for in jazzy shoes.
And he's making up on the soul. What he lacks in his soul, he's making up for in the soles of his shoes.
Oh shit, that's deep.
See, in fairness, in the images of them online, I didn't actually see the soul. So I didn't make a conscious decision to have a jazzy soul. But I could have gone to a cobbler, I'm sure, and said, listen.
A cobbler?
Yeah.
If you were in London in the 1940s, you could have gone to a cobbler.
What's wrong with
cobbler? Where's there a cobbler here?
In the past. But I could conjure him back up.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's still cobblers knocking about. There has to be. And they're probably
cleaning
up. They're doing
neck trainers. They're doing like shoes, like proper, like wedding shoes and funeral shoes. They're probably the same shoes.
Yeah, yeah. Funeral shoes.
Do you know your ones? You're like, yeah. I wore them on wedding day and they are Uncle Jimmy's funeral.
Well, you can't. The thing about the funeral is you can't have funeral shoes that are too shiny because that in some way feels disrespectful to the dead.
Yes.
Doesn't it? Like too shiny?
Like I'm here at the funeral. But we knew it was going to be a queer day afterwards.
You know what? You know what? Also,
a great night.
You know what? Also, when it comes to funeral footwear, you know what you can't do? Heelys.
Have you speaking from experience?
Yeah, when I skated into an uncle's funeral. No, remember Heelys?
Fucking love Heelys.
Really?
I never had a pair.
Right.
But I loved watching other people with more money than me on them.
Oh, that's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
My stepsons all had Heelys growing up. They loved a Heely.
Really? I thought it would have been even before their time.
They came back. Everything comes back.
Oh, did they?
Everything comes out again.
I think I was the first guy here to have them.
Have a pair of Heelys?
Yeah.
And did you wear them out for, like, do you, like, you put on your rollerblades and going to go out for fun? Or were you wearing them for, like, travel? Like, for, like, getting places?
Where was I needing to go when I was 8?
Like, the shop.
Right.
Like, you put them on in the morning and you're wearing them for the day, or do you, like, go in and put them on? I'm going outside to play in my Heelys.
Right, they were shit because they didn't look good as shoes.
No,
as standalone shoes. Plus, when you brought the bottom out, they probably got better as time went on. But when I had the prototype pair, don't know why I had the prototype pair, they were shit. You couldn't actually really skate on them or glide.
Why didn't they make them nicer?
I know.
They were all primary coloured, weren't they? They were all like red, blue and yellow.
Mine were
didn't
like
your primary colours.
Mine were white and I had big feet anyway, so they were like big, clumpy.
What size are your feet now?
Forrest Gump type shoes, 11.
That's pretty normal, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, no, because if you want, say if you go into a shoe shop, all the best shoes are 8, 9s. Once you get past 10, they don't have it. The options aren't as good.
No, I'm sure the options are there, but they're sold out because that's the most popular sizes.
Oh,
that makes
so?
More sense. Yeah, they don't stop making shoes up.
So hold on, let me get this straight. You're telling me the reason there aren't a lot of 11s is because they go quicker.
Yes.
But I'm going to say, can someone tell me, please, what is the average UK shoe size for a man?
You'd be surprised.
What do you think it is? I'm going to say it's an 8.
I'm going to say it's an 8. I thought it was an 8, but I can't choose the same thing as you. So I'm going to say, I'm going to go for 9.
What about when a guy has, like, not going to run around in a pair of 4s? And you're like, oh, wow.
That guy's going to fall over.
Big, tall guy.
Must be geisha feet. Fuck's sake.
Would you rather have really long feet or really long hands?
I'd probably really have, would like to have really long hands. Could
right.
scoop more shit up.
What are you looking to scoop?
Feet. Just feet. P people. Do you know what? When you're a parent and you're like, do you ever like have to like take the washing up the stairs and your child, because your child can't be more than 1 meter away from me, and like.
No, he likes the distance. He's told me that.
He's a fan of the
distance. He goes, hey, you take a washing up, I'll chill here. Yeah. You know.
I'll mind the stair gate.
Yeah. Can I? Yeah, he's there. Like, yeah. Not tonight, mate. Regulars only. I'm gonna ask you some quick fire questions, right. Just off the top of my head. Are you scared of the dark?
No.
Do you like the books? Are you afraid of the dark?
Love them, but I was afraid of those.
Were you ever afraid of the dark?
Yes.
When did you stop being afraid of the dark?
3rd of January, 19. I think I'm definitely not. Do you know why? Because I'm so realistic as a person now that I'm like, wise up. Whatever's going to happen in the dark is going to happen in the light as well. Do you know what I mean? If I'm going to get battered or burgled, it's going to happen when the lights are on. Do you know what I mean? No burglar's going to come on and be all, you know, yeah. I haven't got my makeup on, turn the lights off. Do you know what I mean?
Whatever's going to happen to me in the dark is going to happen to me in the light. That's the most, like, defeatist thing ever. If they're going to get me, they're going to get me. Just leaving your sleeping with your door, front
whether
door
the lights
open.
Are off or not. But, you know, I did think something. I don't really believe in ghosts and all, right? But every now and then I do.
So weird to say, I don't really, because that means you do.
Sometimes.
I'm not really into that. That means you do believe in.
Sometimes there's no other answer for that situation.
Nah. But like, I'd love to hear the situation. So keen.
So, like, a couple of times. So, like, once in my house. So, Sean was away for the night, and I heard this fucking banshee noise downstairs. A proper, like, and like it was so loud, like I jumped out of my bed.
Middle of the night?
Shit myself. Yeah, middle of the night, right? Shit myself, really dark. And I was like.
What was the noise again?
It was like really bad. And I went down, and it took me about 20 minutes to get the courage to go downstairs. It was my cat.
What?
Fighting me and our cat through the French windows.
Oh, I think that was all made up just to flex. You have, in your own words, French windows. Well, I don't even know what they are.
Do you know what I meant to say?
What?
Sliding doors.
Oh, French doors.
Yeah, French doors, not French windows. Just wee windows with little mustaches.
French windows. That's how you've got too much money if you've got French windows.
Yeah, I know. But then, two and then this other time, like, that I've just like, so for instance, Sean and I went and did like a paranormal tour of a house called, and a place called Prehen House in Derry. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
Right, it's this big manor that this like old guy used to live in.
Sure.
It's got all mad shit on it, right? There's so many expensive artifacts on it that they can't insure it because it's too expensive to insure.
Sounds like something they make up.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Yeah,
don't rob us. And then it's like, but they have like King fucking Billy's lighter and all. Like, maybe not that, but just there's like random shit.
Big man running about with Zippo. Battle of the boy. Keep it up, lads. That's it. Happy days.
I'm doing the wee trick.
Sir. My hair's cracker, isn't it?
They have all sorts of shit in this place. And so we went around it. And like we went in with these paranormal tour people.
Yeah.
We were writing an article. Pardon?
I'm sure they were cool.
Yeah. Yeah, they're wee machines. Doing like listening to noise.
Bruce Forsyth with them.
And then do you reckon any time there's like a but a wind
the
and
rods
the rods go and you're like
yep
there might be a wee
I'm laughing day. About them see if I was in that situation anything happened, I would definitely shit myself.
I'm
so
that.
So did you do the tour sorry to interrupt with other people or
no,
was it just two you
just us two.
Ooh.
it was for a newspaper article also of another story to tell you about the news. We had a column for the Sunday. I think it might have been the Sunday Life.
Okay.
No, it wasn't Sunday World. It was Sunday Life.
Right.
And we had 6 weeks. We did 6 weeks, right? Mm-hmm. Of a thing in each county. Right. So whenever we went to Derry, we did this. You can like literally Google. It's fucking ridiculous. It's so bad. The photographs. They sent this guy to do photographs with us. And he made us like creep out behind doors and stuff.
I would not have done that.
It's okay. Like now this is about 10 years ago. Creep out behind doors and all and standing us here in the middle of a dark room like looking afraid and all, right? But I felt scundered for the paranormal guys because I was like, wise up. So I'm going to try and make them feel better. So I laid on that I was, I can definitely feel a wee presence on here and all. And I pure was all like, I was getting undead. And then I convinced myself. And then I was like, I'm definitely like haunted in here.
Yeah. You thought you were haunted?
I was all, I'm fucking haunted in here. And then So we were just going round this house, and like they were telling us about, like,
was it nighttime?
Yeah, it was like the dead of night. It was like the middle of the night, and they never locked up the house. Anybody wants to rob Brian's house, they don't lock it. They don't lock it because
some fella were on the way with a Zippo tonight.
The guy who owned the house, who's dead now, right? Because it probably got haunted, right? He how he got in and out of his own house was he slid the living room window up and climbed in.
It's a French window.
It's a fucking French haunted window. That's how that man got in out of his house. But come here, see the same articles that we done, right?
But no. Sorry, what happened? So really, nothing happen in this?
Sean came away going, that was the biggest pile of bullshit ever. And I was all, yeah. I think there's a wee child in there. There's a wee ghost child apparently is living in there. And it's Ma.
Right.
Together.
What's good that the Ma's there too?
Yeah, because it died as a child apparently. Right. I think it might have been royalty of some sort. Have you ever heard of Half Hung McNutt?
Pardon?
Half Hung McNutt.
Half Hung McNutt?
Google half.
Sounds like a guy on a stag. Sounds like a guy would have it on the back of a polo shirt at the international airport having a few pints.
I'll Half Hung McNutt. Are you Googling it then? It's a proper thing. His name's McNutton. But he fell in love. This is 1,000 billion years ago, right? Jesus. Or like maybe like 50 or something.
Right.
And he, same thing. He fell in love with this girl who lived in Prehen House.
Right.
Right? This is a big manor. Big fuck off manor.
Yeah.
With French windows and a wee haunted child. And this man, but she was only like 16 or 17 or something, so he was obviously a massive pedo. He was like a full-grown man.
Right. Say and 4 feet.
Yeah. He was really wee. I think he was really wee as well.
Right.
But he wanted to marry her, and she was being like taken away by like, do you want those like horse and carts things, a carriage, to like Dublin or something. I think her dad was like, we're getting rid of you because you keep trying to go with your man.
Right.
Right. So he like intercepted the carriage, stole her from it, and they like eloped or some shit like that. I can't really remember the ins and outs of it. But he got done for that, right? Because he's obviously not allowed to do that there. It's bad. So they hung him, but he didn't die. It was and the rules back then was if they hung you and you survived, you get away with it.
Yep.
So he was called, everyone called him Half Hung, like not just around the town and drive, it was all fucking, there's all Half Hung.
Right.
Which makes him sound like, he only gets like a semi-boner or something, doesn't it?
It's the shittest. Yeah, it definitely sounds like he's erectile dysfunction for him.
Yeah, I'm Half Hung.
But it's a long nickname.
Half Hung McNutt.
Half Hung McNutt. It's a lot of... Did you feel him there or anything?
When someone grew up my hole at one point and I was like, maybe that's him. Might have been the paranormal guy. Might have been the tour guide. I'll Half Hung McNutt's here. Blah, blah, blah. It's the ghost. Blah, blah, blah. But Half Hung McNutt was a big thief or something then and robbed somebody, and then they did hang him many years later and he did die.
Right.
But I mean,
he was probably so smug going into it.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, they tried this before.
Yeah.
And he's like this. And then they're all laughing like, wait till, and he's... They're like, oh, he does.
He's
going to
come round. He's playing a wee prank.
3 hours later. They're like, mate, everyone's heading home here if you want to.
So that was one week of the fucking, of the Six Counties thing, right? And the other one we done was, I can't believe I'm going to say this, right? But we lied. We said, so we says that we would spend, that Sean will kill me for telling this. We says we would spend the night on like an island. Name me one of the wee islands nearby.
Rathlin.
Not Rathlin, but just like one of those.
Tory Island.
One of them.
Right.
Right. And Rams Island, maybe. It's just another one.
Oh, like with nothing on it?
Oh, completely uninhabited. Just like a bit of land. With nothing on it.
Get you.
And
you say to the paper, we'll go by ourselves, off your own accord, sort of, you'll go
and... So they sent us to do a bushcraft course, which we did. Learned how to make a fire, make a hut. Like, make a dick of ourselves. Right. They taught us how to do all that stuff. And we thought, oh, we can survive the night now in this place. So our thing was that we were going to go out and spend the night on this island with nothing. We were going to just bring a litre of water. Right. We were going to document it. But obviously they couldn't say...
Because you had all the skills.
Oh, because we had all the skills. No, we knew how to survive.
Right.
And I heard there was chickens on the island. And I was like, we'll kill one of them. Cook it.
Not eat it.
And then I think they were like, I think they sort of like, I don't know if you're allowed to kill the chickens on there because I think someone does own them. And I was like,
yeah,
we'll see about that.
Yeah.
So anyway, we went out. No, we didn't go. We like wrote the article as if we'd went. We were like so tired. We were like, could you be fucked? There's no photographer coming.
Right.
So they'll never know.
Right.
So we made up the article and it's in the Sunday Life. You can fucking Google it.
So literally fake news?
Oh, fake news. We wrote it and it was very cold. And then we're running after the wee chickens, trying to catch the chickens. Like, we made it up.
And you didn't feel, and that was printed in the newspaper?
And I got paid for it.
Well, that's gonna, there's gonna be an investigation reopened.
Yeah.
That's wild.
The other counties are gonna go, what the fuck? Well, yeah. She was at Todd's Leap anyway. Well, she went to
is that what you went for the other one?
Yeah.
I did a gig there.
Did you?
Yeah, on the outdoor tour.
Did you pretend it was, like, yours?
We did this thing in it where we arrived there early and we were shooting like a vlog, so it's like, oh, we'll do the clay pigeon shooting and all the activities they have, and they have this thing where you just like you walk up all these steps and then just walk out of a height and fall onto a big like blow up thing.
I've done it.
But so we did it and the guy goes, you've got to do the smallest one, and then if you can land okay you get to go up to the next one and then the next one. Top one's really high. So we did the first one. He's like, you know, cross your arms, fall in a certain way. Everyone did it. He's like, yep, all good. You just can move up to the next one. William was with us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he goes, does anyone have any mobility issues or anything like that? William's like, actually, I have cerebral palsy. And the guy goes, well, it's up to you if you want to do it.
Yeah.
But it is quite high. And William's like, no, I'll do it. And William was like really excited. And he did the first jump. And I was like, it's actually quite like relatively high. And what if you land a certain way? And William goes, I'm gonna fuck myself out of all this. He's like, I love it. And he was like, because he's like quite short too.
Yeah.
He just looked like a wee like parcel or something. Like he would just drop himself out of it and land. And I think we did the first two. And
do you then, go on your front?
You land on your back.
Okay.
So I did the first two and then I hurt my neck or something. I was like, this is like not right. And then I thought everyone had stopped doing it. And as I was like walking into the gig to do a sound check out of the corner of my eye, I just saw Willie jump out from about 70 feet. And I saw his face on the way down. It felt like slow motion. He looked at me and he loved it. So that's like, that's the only time I've been there.
He's
but I like
still
that.
Doing it.
Yeah. Would you sleep out rough on an island? I don't think I would do that.
I have no interest in camping.
Like you say, why would you do it?
Why would you?
Me and my brother went camping once and we were watching some Bear Grylls thing and we were like, let's go to Tollymoor for the night because you know, it's the same thing. And we went and spent like the day in Newcastle and it was really good, had lunch and all. Got back, started to get a wee bit cold. We just got into the tent and I went, we could just, and he's like, can we go home? I was like, yeah. No one's ever going to know that we didn't stay.
Yeah.
So we got KFC and just went home and stayed home.
I've done that a few times.
It's like, this is infinitely better. Now I'd like to take my son camping at some point. But if at any time he looks around at me and goes, we just head on here, I'll go, huh?
Absolutely. Because like, you have that, your car's there.
Camping's a good idea, but it can be shit. All the stuff during the day is brilliant.
See, I don't even think it's a good idea. I don't understand why you would want to sleep outside where it's definitely colder.
Yeah.
And definitely less comfortable.
And the light comes in the morning.
And is there anything more disgusting on this planet than condensation inside a tent? Die off. It's fucking rotten. That watery shite on the inside.
You touch it and it moves. Ooh,
which is also minging because you know when you open your washing machine door and there's condensation on the glass? My daughter licks it like an absolute retrobate.
Can I offer some words?
Yeah. Get her checked out.
Just don't let her do it.
It keeps her occupied.
How strong is she? You're like, we can't stop her. Why are you opening it like this? We're like, come on, you wanna?
I have an open tech in the wash now and she's just there all. Like, she's having fun, Shane.
Yeah.
Leave her to it.
Fair. I wouldn't be a big camping guy. I loved it whenever I was a kid, but just when you're in a house, sometimes you just go, why would I?
We went camping once, and it was like our proper holiday. I think we went to Galway because we went and visited William Butler Yeats's grave.
Aaron's uncle.
So much fun. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Why'd you go? Whose grave?
No.
William Butler Yeats?
W.B. Yeats, yeah. Why did you make me second guess? W.B. Yeats.
He was a writer?
Yeah, yeah.
What did he write?
Yeah. You know, the Yeats stuff. What do you write, guys?
Sorry, you travel all the way to Galway to visit the grave of a famous author who you're not, like, a fan of?
Well, I'm, like, seven. My man, Darren.
Oh, I thought you meant you and Sean.
Oh, no, no,
I was like,
no.
That's 10 out of 10
no,
weird.
No, we're not that interesting. What did he write? Stuff? I don't know.
Lots of stuff.
We tapped into that. That's one of those things where you go,
yes.
Oh, Yeats and all these writers, and then someone presses you on it and you go, I don't know.
I don't actually know.
I don't know.
Yeah. It's too hard. But then, could you name any Shakespeare plays?
Yeah.
Shakespeare's shite though, isn't he?
100%.
100%
shite. Brutal. Too long. Stories are too long. If you told me the outline of the story, I go, that's pretty good. It's
a short movie. It's a short film.
Yeah.
It's like 8 minutes tops.
Yeah, and the way it's written, stupid.
Yes. What is the crack with the iambic pentameter? That's what that is. That 10 syllable sentences.
Yeah, yeah.
Did it. And like, do you know whenever you hear people going, oh, that's, he's a brilliant Shakespearean actor. And you go, how do you be a shite one? How do you be a shite? What's the difference between a good and a bad one? There's the words and you say them.
You just have to wear tights. That's it. And say like, oh, instead of like, I asked her, I asketh of her.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all he was doing. He was just changing words up a bit. He was shit.
He's so quotable in everyday life.
Right.
Do you know you do like, thou doth protesteth too much?
Right.
Which means, right, you did that too, didn't you?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Right. Is that not what people say about if someone's like, I'm actually not gay at all.
Yes.
People go, the lady doth protest too much.
That's it.
That's good.
Like,
that's
if you're
good,
banging on about it, if you're like, I'm not gay, gay, look how gay
no,
he is.
No, I fell and all, and it was just,
yeah,
I landed that, on it. No, I didn't.
My hoop. Yeah.
I didn't know it was, I might know they were round my ankles, because I thought there was a wasp and all in my trunks, and then,
it's like that. I don't
know why I shot you. They were, even like, in Shakespeare, like, nothing. Like, Romeo and Juliet's brilliant.
Yeah, so the movie good. Is. Because but that's DiCaprio what I'm saying. We call her Anne Danes. Claire Danes.
Claire Danes from Homeland. Romeo and Juliet's unreal, but a lot of them are shit.
Lady Macbeth. That's another one that I don't really know what happens in it. But like,
is it not just Macbeth?
Oh, it's Macbeth, see?
Yeah.
See, it's,
but it's 2022, so okay, it's Lady Macbeth. Yeah.
Like, I'm just not. Like, I started it slightly at university and was like, can we all agree this is shit? I think everyone thinks it, but no one's saying it. People can't say it.
Did you act in any plays like that? Like
Shakespeare ones?
Yeah.
No, do you know what? I did A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Right.
Is that Shakespeare? Yeah.
Yeah.
Whenever I was in secondary school and in Ibiza. Back in Magaluf.
That's in MAGA.
07.
In BCM. turn that down, ladies and gentlemen.
Titania. That's the only thing I know because that's her name. That's it, like Titanium.
Imagine just BCM just shuts down at midnight. The DJ Sammy stops and they go, folks, we're going to take an hour and a half here.
Yeah, is your wee girl here wants to do a wee bit? She's come a long way.
The French doors open on stage and you walk out.
But do you know what, though? I was raging because, oh no, that wasn't even that play. Was it that play? It was a GCSE play that we done. And it was Blood Brothers. Do you know Blood Brothers?
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking, that's a queer show. Because it's got singing in it. Keeps you entertained.
That's what Shakespeare needed.
Yeah, when the bits get boring, break out a song.
But in some Shakespeare they're singing, like in Romeo and Juliet, there's that song, Sixpence None the Richer.
Yes.
That's in it.
And he wrote, also people think Shakespeare was a woman. People Did think they? Shakespeare was a, what's the word when you write under an alias?
Synonym? No, that's you putting in porridge.
No, but that, pseudonym!
Pseudonym.
A pseudonym.
What did I say, cinnamon?
Yes.
Did I say cinnamon?
I thought you said cinnamon.
Pseudonym. Synonym,
like another word.
Well, what's the difference in a synonym and a pseudonym?
A pseudonym is a name that you write under, I think. That's not your real name. But people thought that some woman was writing these plays, but at the time, women weren't allowed to be professional writers or be actors.
Yeah.
So she pretended to be William Shakespeare, or possibly went to some fella she knows called William Shakespeare. She was like,
you'll get a few quid out of this, bro.
Barbara something else, and she was all here.
Barbara something else. Imagine, you'd be like, he's a great Barbara something else actor.
Yeah, he's, well, that's probably why she couldn't release under her name, because her name was Barbara something else. So she went to him maybe and was all here, can you pretend these are written by you?
What else is considered really good, but when we break it down, it isn't that good? A lot of art.
I ain't gonna say something.
But can I just say, like the Mona Lisa.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you know what's better than that?
Any
good
painting.
Caricature.
Yeah.
What about when you're on holiday, the guy has 7 minutes with you, he's like that. You go, well, actually, my ears aren't that big. But he doesn't speak English. That's better because he's doing it on the hoof.
I agree.
So much art is brutal.
And doing more. Who drew the Mona Lisa? Who painted the Mona Lisa?
Neil Buchanan?
No.
That's
not Monet. True.
No, Picasso?
Da Vinci.
Did he?
I mean,
yeah, Da Vinci. Yeah.
So, like, what else did he do? Do you know what I mean? One Hat Wonder.
No, he had other bangers, like.
But this is the thing, like, people, like, I have loved it my whole life, but once somebody pointed out to me it's quite shite, now I'm like, ooh, Friends. Friends is great, but when you break it down, it's actually a bit shit.
I think we just got caught up in it being one of those things where everyone was talking, to be involved in conversations in the playground.
You had to have watched Friends.
You'd have seen Friends.
Yeah.
And you almost got, like, wrapped up in their lives, so you're maybe watching it more for that, and you thought it was funny. But it's like, so you ever see a show without a laughter track? A sitcom where they have a laugh track and they take it away? But then I think, no matter how good it was, when you take the laugh track away, you're watching it. Because a laughter track tells you, like, it's funny.
Yeah, this bit's funny.
Even if it is funny.
But do you know how laughter tracks work?
No.
They're, do you know when people go, all the fake laughter, all the canned laughter? You cannot put canned laughter on something that there wasn't actually laughter for.
I think someone's told you that.
No. Yeah, the hole in the wall guy.
but why would you not be able to? Like, who's going to be like, no?
Maybe it's just for the BBC, because they're like, people pay for that, like the public purse pay for that. But I don't know if it's like, so they said to me that, like, they people have to have laughed at those certain points. They can't just, like, fuck laugh. They can't suggest to you when you're supposed to laugh.
Right.
So they'll screen it to an audience or play it in front of, or record it in front of a live audience. And the live audience will laugh and they record that laughter. But then you can dial that up as much as you want and add loads more in. But you have to have recorded, like, somebody laughing.
Okay. Right.
Because you can't say to the audience, people were laughing at that if they weren't.
Get you. Well, with your track record of, like, your journalism, you'd be like, get it in anyway, even though it didn't happen, you know?
Yeah. See that bit there at the funeral when he comes on with his wheelies? Yeah. Can the laughter.
There's so much overrated stuff, and people just don't want to say it's not good.
Yeah.
Like, films, TV shows, but there's also just, like, like, seeds on breakfast stuff, brunch things, seeds on the top.
Avo fucking caro.
No, I'll disagree with you there.
Get out. That's a plant. That deserves to be in a pot in the garden. It tastes like a plant, like right. A stem.
Nutritionally, it's good for you, but think of the avocado as it's a... If you have toast with avocado on it,
wouldn't.
It's doing the job of the moist. It's the moist stuff on that, but
it's
also
the moist maker.
Yeah, but also it doesn't taste good or bad. But you can accessorize it. I think.
Why would you have it if it doesn't taste good or bad?
Because really good for you.
I constantly got a gun in this episode.
But it's really good for you.
Yeah, but it's the texture. I'm not a fan of. I'm not right. Getting like I think the avocado thing became such a big hippy dippy. Like it became gin flavored gins.
I don't like a flavour gin, but I'd take
a gin thing. Gin fucking, gin o'clock, go fucking suck a cock. Like it just became.
Gin o'clock, go suck a cock.
Yeah.
That's Gordon's new slogan. Yeah.
Gin o'clock, suck a cock. It just became so.
I know what you mean.
Fashionable. And yes. You're like, oh, fuck off.
Do you know what I don't
that
like?
I bought you a bottle of Prosecco.
I was going to say, yeah, you just brought a gift. Now this, can I just double check? So here's the thing. When you walked in, you had some gift bags.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, it was my birthday just past there. And then I noticed that you were like...
Giving gifts to these guys as well.
Yeah, put your gun down. We're trying
it's now a Peter Pointer.
We're trying to... that sounds like, he sounds like a pervert. So you just...
Well, so my podcast is launching this week, and it's you guys are producing it and one else should use. So I got you a wee gift. So that's just Prosecco.
Lovely.
And me talking about fucking fashionable drinks. But there's another wee one in there that...
Yeah. Tesco brand home office glue stick. So like Pritt stick.
You don't need to emphasise that it's Tesco own brand.
Right.
Right. It's glue.
But you had a choice. At some point, you could have got me original brand Pritt stick.
Well, I'll tell you in a wee sec. Well, you got that because you're the glue that keeps one else studios together.
But with this, because it's Tesco brand, they probably won't keep it together.
It's, for a short period of time, everything's got a shelf life.
Right. You see, I think they would take exception to that.
Well, see...
They don't see me as the glue.
Well, it's only because we're on camera, but... I got Dan, proper brand. Have you seen in yours? Proper brand Tapex.
Right.
His isn't even the own brand because Tesco don't do own brand Tippex.
Right.
So I had to spend £3 on his.
Why is Dan the Tippex?
Because Dan can delete the shit you don't want in the fucking podcast.
But then if you scratch just a wee bit, you'll get it. Yeah. You know, like Tippex?
Nothing's gone forever. It's on his hard drive.
And what did you get, Michael?
Michael got, well, his is double. He's got a sharpener because he can sharpen the image.
Right.
And a rubber because he can also erase the shit that you want deleted.
Right. That's great.
They also got bottles of Prosecco, by the way.
Right. And that's not symbolic. That's just to drink.
Well, that's to drink. Yeah, that's.
Or like when your first episode comes out, we'll do like a Formula One podium type thing.
Yeah.
When's your podcast out? Is it? No. It was out last week. It was out last Thursday.
What? When this goes out?
Yeah.
As it went out, I haven't even fucking posted about it.
No fanfare at all.
No.
It's just up. It's up.
Give me back up for a second. So it's out last Thursday. So it's out as we speak. So there's an episode out right now with Gemma Garrett and Paddy McDonnell. Episodes are out right now.
It's called
Remember When with Diona Doherty. And it's on the places where you get your podcasts.
Right. Yeah. Why is it called Remember When?
Don't know.
Well, it is. It's called Remember When because you talk about.
It's called Remember When because I ask my guests to remember when something happened in pop culture history that had some sort of an impact on their life. It's very, very vague. It's unnecessary.
Yeah,
to
you
even
didn't
have
even
it.
Really.
I just needed a title.
Well, because you asked me mine towards the very end of the record, and then I started to talk about it, and you just wrapped me up. Yeah. You were like, "Nah, it's okay, it's all good."
It always I regularly look over, and Dan's all, "You have to ask," and I'm all, "Oh, I remember that there."
What have you had, like, without spoiling it, like, what cultural events have you had?
So, the ones that are out right now, so Gemma was talking about Britney Spears' abs in her music videos that led her and her sister to go on a mission to get abs.
Right.
Failed miserably. Am I joking? I don't know. She didn't show me. Kerry Quinn is coming up in a few weeks' time. She forgot.
Just didn't think of anything.
She was all, "What?" And I was like, didn't listen to my voice note.
Right.
What was Paddy's? Does anybody remember Paddy's? Oh, Paddy's was the Live Aid. Aye, yeah. So there's been a few ones. But yeah, it's very loose. It's just, I think the podcast is an opportunity for me to get out of the house, Shane.
Right. That's what people want to hear, I think.
Yeah.
Remember, who would you love to have on? Who would be like the best guest ever? Ever.
Steve Carell.
Give me one realistic and one not realistic.
Steve Carell is the realistic.
Unrealistic.
Do you know who's coming on it next?
He was in doing No Blasters last week.
Was it? Oh, fuck off.
He was in a Crusaders top just sitting with Kieran. Kieran's like, you know, he was like, "Oh, Kieran, do you want me to tell you all about the history of the office?" Oh, Kieran's like, Mate!
Do you know who's coming on next month? I'm really excited about Charlie Lawson.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
See, for a second, I got yours confused with Kieran in that second, and I was like, "You're going to play FIFA with Jim McDonald from Corey?"
No.
I'm right, okay. That'll be interesting.
So, a realistic guest would be...
Someone like you'd love to get on, and actually is quite realistic. Like maybe they're from here, or you've got some link to them somehow.
I think, wouldn't Liam Neeson be classy? You're trying to get Liam Neeson on your tier, aren't you?
Yeah.
Would you not love Buddy Neeson?
Yeah.
Also, seriously, Liam Neeson's a massive tea drinker. I read about it. On my life.
Right, here's what we do then. Let's create, now Thompson's can help us out with this. We get like a load of punch. You know the big 440 bags?
Post them to his house.
Nope,
don't do that.
Find out where he is. Start a trail.
He's going to pick them up.
He's going to follow
and end
team.
Up here.
Now, I don't know how much his bladder's going to be able to take, because I think if he loves tea that much, he'll use every one. He'll make a fresh cup.
Yeah. But he's going to get to a certain point and run out of boiling water and have to go back, and then he's going to lose his way because he's getting older, isn't he?
I believe most of us are.
Well, yeah, but also older. But that doesn't stop that man from catching the baddies.
Good luck to age trying to catch up with Liam Neeson. Because by the time it gets there,
he will boot that.
That's why I'll
in the
never
face.
Be an action star.
Yeah. That was quite good.
It was quite good because that was a double hit.
Do you know there is nothing better than getting a pick a mix and sitting down to watch a Liam Neeson movie?
Yeah.
Any of them. Any Liam Neeson movie.
We're competing to try and get him on. No, but I would sit down. I would always have a 3-course meal to sit down and watch him.
You do what?
I would have a 3-course dinner to sit down and watch him.
Oh, would you?
Yeah, because we're trying to outdo each other to get Liam Neeson on our podcast.
Oh, yeah. He can come on yours if he wants. He's not good.
I would love to have him on. Do you know what?
Yeah.
I think part of it is you know, say like, you know, he's probably done a load of podcasts, but maybe like on Zoom or...
I don't know if he has, Shane.
I'd say he's done some. And I think people in their
They're
heads...
They're called TV shows.
I know what a TV show is. I've tried
it's
to be
like,
in a million
of them.
Look at
that TV show called Good Morning Brit... Or look at that podcast.
Ah, yeah,
Good
yeah,
Rose,
yeah.
Fuck off.
Ah, good one. You
stupid
dick.
Bitch.
But I think people think they're a certain thing, or they're either going to be ultra serious, or yep. because I'm a comedian doing it, that I'm
going to
sit and take the piss. And you're sort of like, we need a Trojan horse. I yes. need someone in that goes, I don't normally do this, and here, it was actually like, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I think might be the Trojan horse.
Oh, would be great.
We flirted with.
Have you messaged him? Have you gotten met?
There's been a back and forth. Look,
do you want
week,
me to message him? Remember, he used to go with my ma.
That's right.
Hurt my ma.
That's right.
He slapped the tongue in old Donna's mouth a few times.
Oh, it took too long in between us. He stuck.
I was deciding where I'd slapped it.
No, I'm just picturing like a really thin frog's tongue. It's really... the bullfrog.
Yeah. The wee lizard.
He's standing on a lily pad. But yeah, anyone who was maybe going to come on and didn't respond to me, like Joe Lycett,
yeah.
was here doing some shows. I don't know him, but I fired him. I met him once at the Fringe for like
yeah,
2 seconds.
Yeah, I asked them, could I do warm-up too? Didn't respond.
Oh, really?
I asked them all, Shane. Yeah. I asked
You're
going to
be
Ryan.
80.
I was raging.
I asked them all when they were here.
Yeah.
You asked Catherine Ryan?
Nobody would have me, and I was raging because, so...
Where was she doing? Ulster Hall?
Ulster Hall, and I went to see her show, but my agent got in touch with her agent and her, like, the promotional company who's doing her tour and stuff. I can't remember who it's, anyway.
Maybe Aiken?
I don't think it was Aiken.
Right.
And they were like, oh, Catherine chooses, like, usually, like, a friend who's a comedian to do her warm-up, and I went, fair enough, you would.
Yeah.
Grand. But then I was like, well, who's her friend in Belfast?
Yeah.
So, but then I thought, well, she might fly someone with her, but then I thought she's got a young family, she might not, anyway. So I was sitting having a drink in Filthy's before her show started, and I was like, oh shit, it started crap, like I didn't mind the time well, and then I thought, oh fuck, it's grand, there'll be a support act on or one of her. There was no support act on. She came on, and she was brilliant, by the way, but she said, I'm not using a support act, because I can't trust them to turn up. And I thought, how the fuck are you getting to support you, he's not turning up? And then...
But also... You didn't turn up.
Well, I would have if I was booked, but I was 4 espresso martinis down.
Right. Deep. Imagine if you just go, Catherine, it's all right.
I'm here to save the day.
Nothing underneath.
No. Oh, fuck, I thought I had a top on, shit.
Go, my ma.
But then, right, just all stop using warm-up acts in the regional areas, even though everywhere's a region. What? By hitting people say that. But anyway, I probably say it sometimes. And I was like, so you didn't use warm-up act, that's fine. That's okay, your show's great, grand, still love you. But then, the next week, she used a warm-up act who I know in Wales.
So someone's let her down last minute and she's taken that out in a way on you?
What happened there is she was offered no warm-up. Or me.
Yeah.
And she decided to go for no one.
But I don't think she was... do you know what it sounds like to me? Too many people were involved. This person you're speaking to this person, you're speaking to that person, you're going to speak to that person, you're going to speak to her.
Mm.
You got to find a quicker link, I think.
I think she just wanted an early night, Shane. She was more happy for the show to end a wee bit earlier so she could get to her pit.
Right.
She had the christening of the child the next day in Cork. It's a queer drive.
Right.
I understand.
Yeah.
Next time she's back, we'll get her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
That's
quite sinister. We'll get her.
Yeah.
She's not doing a show.
She can take that whatever way she wants, but we'll get her.
I've asked to do support for loads of people too. Even like if it's someone that's coming over that I just really like.
Yeah.
And
what about if you don't like them? If you're not a fan, but
then
you know
I sabotage
their show.
Yeah.
How?
I just go and do support, but I don't say anything.
Oh yeah.
Like, I just do 20 minutes of interpretive movement.
Yeah. You're not even on the stage, you're just like sort of stood in front of it.
Yeah.
In front of the microphone.
No,
I messaged Nina Conte the other day too, because she was in Limelight on Monday.
Right.
Was it Limelight or Black Box on? Asked her as well. She
ghosted you.
Well no, she talked back through the
puppet. Nina doesn't like you.
She was like, you think you're a right fucking ball bag? And I was like, well, it's the puppet talking, Nina, it's okay.
So what happened?
She messed me back. People are ghosting me.
Has that gig happened yet?
Yeah, it happened on Monday night.
Fuck's sake. We could have made that happen, I think.
Yeah, we could have got her.
And you know what will happen if it doesn't? I'll shit in her floor.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do that all. Do you know who I went open for? It might have already happened. Jeff Garland from Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yeah.
He's coming to do a show in the Ulster
Hall. Here?
Yeah, Ulster Hall.
When? You think it's already happened?
It might have happened by the time this episode goes out. Mm-hmm. But I would like to do that.
I also tried to emotionally blackmail Jason Manford's representation.
Children? Where was that going? You better get your daddy to support me.
Yeah.
To do sport for me.
I emailed
Jason Manford, if your daddy doesn't open for me on my tour, yeah,
you won't
done.
See you won't see P6, you wee freak. they'll skip right to P7.
Right.
That's your
long game.
Yeah.
You're gonna fast track them in school,
yeah.
And they can't keep up.
Yeah, and then when they legally become adults, I'll make them divorce their dad.
Right.
And then he'll have me support him. I emailed his agency, and I was all, I'm very aware how Jason is like, very supportive of, you know, the marginalised groups and like LGBTQ community and supporting female and supporting BAME actors and performers and comedians. So on that note, as one of the very few female comedians in Northern Ireland, could I... There's not many of us. But then they didn't get back either. And I went full emotional blackmail on that one.
Why?
By playing that card, going like, if he now turns up and has a white man support him, he's going to have egg on his face. You eat dick.
Just to annoy you. I think that's too long of an email.
Okay.
Straight in. Hello. Comment. What's the crack with this support?
Yeah.
And just write, Diona wants it. And make that a hashtag. And send it to all the promoters.
Well, because I sent an email one time to a casting director years ago when I was just starting out. And it was a long M line. What's the crack with this Game of Thrones thing?
To georgermartin@gmail.com.
Yeah. I heard you.
Yes, lad.
I heard Jesus are looking people.
info@gameofthrones.com.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a casting director from London emailed me back and was all basically saying that I was not going to have a career if I continued to email people in such like a casual manner, that I should have more respect for her.
Oh, fuck that.
I got back going, well, maybe you would have more like better movies that you've cast if you weren't such a cheeky bitch. And so, because it's not any way to speak to actors, I'm only trying my best. Get the fuck, Susan.
Can I read you out an email if it loads up? I don't know if it will, right? Speaking of like emails you send, maybe like emails when you're just starting off, like to a casting director.
Yeah,
being
yeah,
like,
yeah.
Can you get me in this? I sent an email to, it won't load. To Jackie from about the Blame Game when I had done my first stand-up gig, one gig. I emailed him and said,
I'm ready.
I think subject line was like, let's do this. And I was like, hi there, my name's Shane Todd, I'm 18, I've done one stand-up comedy gig. Just to let you know, if you're looking anyone for the Blame Game, would be delighted to do it. And do you know what? He replied.
Oh,
I thought
that
was great. I really liked that.
What is he? Yes, fuck but off. No thanks. Yeah.
Fuck off, you wee dick. No, he was like, you know, we're booked up for the series, but keep it to stand-up and all that kind of thing. I always like it when someone replies, like, when I was trying to get representation in America years ago, I sent emails out to everyone about when I was over doing shows, and like one of the top comedy managers in the world emailed me back, and it was like one line. It was like, not be able to make it, but good luck. But I just
That's
appreciate
lovely.
That. Yeah,
yeah.
Appreciate
well,
that.
Recently I received, because I've received lots of emails over the years of rejection.
Right.
Because like, we all have. In our
yeah.
Game.
Oh,
like,
I yeah.
Yeah. And like, but recently I got one where I got cut from something, and it was a documentary. Jamie Lee Donald's doing a documentary about Derry.
Yes.
And I shot for that, I was in it. So they shot me doing stand up in Derry, and then her and I having like a chat afterwards about like Derry and the crack in Derry, whatever. And then it was like for over the whole course of an evening. And then last week, they sent me an invitation to come to the screening of it, which I can't go to because I'm going to do a play. But anyway, but they were like, oh, also, you're not actually in the documentary anymore. And I was all, oh, all right. And they went, the producers decided to go down the more serious route of the tone of the show, so we didn't include any comedy in it, stand-up comedy. And I go, oh, no bother, that's totally acceptable. Can I have the high quality footage that you shot, please. And they were like, no problem, we'll get that to you. And then I saw Jamie Lee posted the other day, and it's all like, fucking, she goes on a night out, we see her, Monica Jackson, and she's sitting looking through videos with Mommy Bunter, Serena Terry, and I was all, went down the series, what did you, you fuckers? I've just been cut.
But if you get the footage out of it, that's okay.
I know, but it's like, you know, yeah.
I just find that stuff has happened to me so much.
So many times.
It just becomes like, once you can take that as like funny.
Oh, I don't care.
Yeah, yeah. Then it's great.
Yeah.
Because like, almost I can't then wait to tell my friends about it. Because I'm like, listen to what happened to me. And they get much of a laugh about it, but it becomes funny. You cry yourself to sleep, but it's all good.
I remember, do you remember Mark, and you know Mark from BBC? Mark McAvoy and Jordan.
Thought you meant Spate.
No, who?
Mark Spate.
Oh, no. Mark McAvoy. And they were doing this,
they had to do
a scene years ago. Pardon?
You said McAvoy.
I said McAvoy.
You said
McAvoy. Oh, but they did do a scene in something like a short film years ago, and they had to kiss, and these are two like straight guys, well, at the time, and...
How powerful a kiss was it? I'm straight.
But anyway.
Listen, I need to speak to my family ASAP.
But they had to do like their first like gay kiss on camera, and then it got caught, and they didn't get paid or anything, and they were like, well, sort of sacrificed quite a bit there for...
Hey, who cast that?
I know.
Give me a shout.
It was a BBC thing, I think.
Well.
But no, I don't think... Well, anyway, no.
Get off with him and all. Why is there no cameras in here? Don't worry about it. We'll use it.
Do you know what you were talking about? What do you call one of your sponsors? VPN, boys?
NordVPN.
Those guys.
Best in the business.
As you were speaking about them earlier on, it reminded me of my mama used to put tape over the camera on her laptop.
What was your mum getting up to?
Well, getting fingered by...
Fuck me.
Did you know? Whenever she first got a laptop, she was convinced people could see under your living room.
When that gets beeped, I can't wait for people to, in their heads, imagine what it was that was said.
Get by.
Beep that too.
She's a bit of a wee, like a plaster over it, and she'd be like, I'm not letting him look under my living room. And you're like, who's looking under your living room? She's all, well, Emmons.
Yeah.
And you're like, there's nobody. Like, she genuinely was, and then if the ads come up that are like relative to the conversation she've had, she's all, see, they can see I'm through the camera under my living room. They know I need new cushions or something. What the fuck?
I mean, we laugh at that, but they probably are doing that.
But they probably are.
But not with NordVPN.
Here, I'd love that to be my job, but imagine sitting behind a camera just looking under everyone's living rooms, judging their decor.
You'd see bad things and all.
You would see bad things, but you'd also see real fun things, like people having a great night out and all, or a night in.
Isn't that the dream?
Yeah.
To stream a night out, but you're at home.
To stream somebody else's night out and you watch it from your house?
Yeah, but they...
That's the future.
I was going to say they know about it, right, but they don't, and then they might be talking about you and people you know and all. And you're just sitting at your house with a pick and mix like that.
Nothing.
Watching it on the big screen.
Better.
Imagine. Would you prefer they were talking about you, even in a bad way, or they weren't?
Absolutely.
You'd like that?
Yeah, I'd buzz off that. Right. Do you know why? I love an argument, Shane.
Do you?
I love a wee. I'm known to be very defensive. I love
being serious.
Not an argument, but I love having a reason to go, well, I heard what you said.
What's your opening? So say you'd streamed a house party.
Yeah.
I'm a friend that and by the way, you'll be thinking of someone in your head.
Right.
And you've heard me saying something about you.
Yeah.
We meet up for coffee.
Yeah.
I'm already sat down. You arrive. What's your opening thing?
I go all Columbo on your hip. Right. I'll be like cryptic. I'll start off. I'll buy them a coffee.
Okay.
Power move.
Right.
And then I'll be like.
And I've already paid for it.
You've paid for the coffee?
Yeah, yeah.
No, we'll stay for two and we'll have another one and I'll pay for it.
Okay.
And then
is everything
I'll,
okay?
But then I'll be like, did you have a nice weekend?
Yeah, it's good.
What did you do?
Just a few drinks. It's a shame you weren't able to make the party, but no, it's good.
Did Sheila make the party?
Yeah.
Aye, she isn't having a good time, is she?
How do you know something?
Yeah, she told me she could think of...
Beep that.
I would pretend that I was at the party.
Oh.
And I would be like, you... didn't think I was there because you were so fucked, but I was there and I heard and I would make them say it most of the time when I'm entrapping my stepkids. I don't really know the facts, but I'll be like, I know you did this,
right?
And then they'll eventually own up. Sometimes they didn't do it and it's a wee bit cruel. And I'm just like, I fucking know you fucking did it.
Yeah.
I'll blame shit on them sometimes, though. Right. Like, if there's no sweets left, I'll be all in the house, I'll be all on those greedy bastards.
Right. Sugar all around your mouth.
Yeah, all them greedy fuckers.
Yeah.
Can't blame stuff on the 1-year-old yet, because she's too wee, but I will.
But that's what I want. I want to stream. Like, if I can, I'd rather not go on a night out, but I get high-end production team to film the night out. And people, and they're doing, like, it's like Geordie Shore. My mates do Vox Pops. Update, like, how's the night going on? And then I watch that. It's just an hour-long thing. And I watch the night out instead of going on it.
Aye, in lieu of the night out?
Yeah.
So, but then that's very antisocial. That's up my street. I don't like being social.
I like it if it's convenient.
Yeah.
I don't like to, like, go and do a thing. But if the thing's there and I'm there, it's good.
I'd prefer people came to my house to have drinks.
I don't like that.
Oh, you don't?
Not really.
Why? Because you have to clean up.
I don't like the idea that, like, someone be leaning on something and you're like, we don't lean on that.
Yes.
If that makes sense.
Yes.
Or, like, you know, there's a guy there who you don't really know that well. Mm-hmm. And he's like, at one point you look over and you just see the top of his feet. He's behind your TV and you're like, the fuck you doing? He's like, oh, just grabbing your internet password.
You use the 4G.
No, I'm just like, give me a don't go behind. I don't want anyone in my TV or, like, getting the wee card.
Getting
your
wires mixed up.
I have cards for that reason in a separate drawer, and I'll go, here's the, and you, then you can key it.
We have one taped up in each room, not visibly, because that's aesthetically ugly, but inside a cupboard or something, you open it up and it's taped inside.
No, so that's a nice move.
You can access the Wi-Fi password.
Certainly wouldn't
be scampy about me on today, because it's not going to run out, is it? Whereas
we all thought like that.
The girl next door to my ma's house, she was, do you know, like, so you're waiting on your internet to go on at the minute, aren't you?
Yep.
Right? So she was in the same boat.
Right.
She was waiting on her internet to go on, but she couldn't hotspot because she probably had a pay-as-you-go or something. Do you know what I mean?
5210.
So 5210. She was in hotspot.
She can get Snake. She can't get the web.
It's 5210, I think.
Nokia 5210s.
No, do you mean 3210?
Well, there's a 5210 too.
No, there's not a 5210.
No, there wasn't a 5210 too. There was a 5210 also. There was a 5210, right or wrong. Yeah.
All right, okay. So I went, moved
don't
on.
Don't ever tell me there wasn't a 5210.
I moved on to smartphones earlier than you.
I'm like, I don't like confrontation, but the second you dismissed the 5210.
She went then to my mom as all, can I have your Wi-Fi password? Because I mean, know how my mom feels about the internet and online stuff. She's not really, she thinks everyone's trying to rob her.
Right.
So this girl is like in her 20s and she's like, can I have your Wi-Fi password? I've got like a week interim before my internet comes in. My mom was all, let me go get a fee. Shut the door. Phones us. What the fuck am I going to do? She wants my internet. She wants to take my internet. Will she get on my Facebook? Will she be able to buy my stuff on my Amazon?
Right, yeah.
Will she have my PayPal password?
Yeah.
And I was like, I think you could, and this was a conversation that went on all day. This girl stood outside the door all day. Just wait.
But I know what, I get your mom.
Yeah.
But I think, see, if she had given it, I think that girl would have went in, phoned BT and went, don't worry about that installation. Because how are you really going to know if somebody's, I mean, I'm sure there's a settings thing where you can see, but that happened where we had a house once and I borrowed an internet password.
You done it. You were the wee stealer.
And realized that the internet password I borrowed was faster internet than my own, and every device in the house stayed on that other network.
But did you still continue to have yours out of feeling guilty?
I think if I cancelled mine, it was like, what if they catch on at some point? Or what if they walk into my house and go, show me your Wi-Fi?
Or you going to log on one day and the name of the internet's changed to you thieving wee
bastard.
About
when people do that? Is that the height of naff banter when people's Wi-Fi password on a public thing is, don't steal my internet?
Yeah.
Or is it actually pretty good crack? Because you are trying to steal their internet.
I think it's good fun.
Yeah, okay.
I think it's good fun. I think if you... Do you know, you see people too who have kids and they like change their internet password and they don't let them have the internet until they do their chores? I think they're called Nazis. But you're like, that's so cruel. Like the kids, like how are they supposed to know what's happening in the world if they haven't got their internet?
Well, that's a futuristic thing.
Yeah.
The idea of holding back.
No, people do that now.
The broadband. Yeah, no, but like,
I wasn't
aware of that. I didn't even know that's a thing.
But it's like nowadays, like whenever I was younger and you got grounded in the house.
Yeah.
Whereas now we like ground the kids and be like, get out and play. Because they hate being outside. They want to be inside with their internet. And now the punishment is like, you have to go outside and have fun, you fucker.
Right. Outdoor. You could show them how with your training, how to use flint to make
a fire. Yeah, we're going to go out and make a hut.
I love being outside. I still like being outside. Inside, good, but it can be a wee bit overrated. Outside's class. I love outside.
I mean, my daughter's a real outdoorsy thing. Like, she fucking loves getting out to feed the birds. If you give her a wee, so if you take her into B&M Bargains, she will be beside herself trying to find the bags of birdseed on the shelves.
Right.
Trying to find the birdseed.
That's weird that she's not a retired 68-year-old librarian.
Yeah, no, but she might have been reincarnated.
Right, yeah, true.
There could be a wee librarian in her.
True. Or maybe she was a bird before.
Yeah.
And that's why she wants a seat.
She's back to the motherland. So she loves being outside and all out there, and Sean's very outdoorsy, so I let them do their wee bits and pieces.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? I like being outdoors too, but I don't want to write about it in an article for Sunday Life.
Yeah. Not anymore.
Not anymore.
You're going to jail.
That is not my thing.
Me and Sean were outside at the weekend, scored against Liverpool legend.
You both scored? Yeah. That's great.
So good. 2,000 people there.
Who scored first, you or him?
Me. But it was playing 3/3 the game, half an hour. I played just to give everybody a run out. But I played in the middle game and he played in the last game.
Oh, so
because I had to go out of tour show.
But I saw a picture of you two both on the pitch at the same time.
I think he came on towards the end of that, because it was like, even though we scored against Liverpool legends, it was 68-year-old men who couldn't move.
Yes.
It was like, you know that ad for Barclays Walking Football? They were doing that and we were running as fast
walking
as we possibly
football.
Could. You've never seen that?
So they don't run, they just walk and kick
well,
the ball?
Well, they would like to run, but they're old and they all played like professionally, so their joints and all are fucked. So it's not real. It was great at the time, but you can't really say you scored against Liverpool, you know what I mean? But it was good. It was so good.
Nobody's going to
so
check good. That shit up.
2,000 people.
I mean, that's outrageous.
Unreal.
Do you think you'd have wanted to have been a footballer had you not been into comedy?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't an option. Like, I am a footballer, but I play for Dundrum. You know what I mean? It's like, of course, I would, in a second, I'd be a footballer.
If you were better? Yeah. No, I'd mean like...
Yeah, no. Yeah, I mean that too, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm not turning down the Premier League.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
To stand-up. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know, they're not Man United aren't ringing me, and I'm like, boys, it would, but Ballycastle on tour here.
There's a chance Neeson might respond to an email any day
soon. I'm staying put. Yeah. But see, playing in those games, it's the best thing ever. Like, that was me and Sean's soccer rate.
Mm. Oh, that's nice.
Wembley, 80,000 people. Now for 2,000 people in Newry Showgrounds, that's it.
My only experience of performing athletically in front of a crowd was when I did karate.
Pardon?
I did karate when I was like 8.
Right.
So I did, this is the first belt. I think it's the white one.
Right, yeah.
That matches the vest, the white outfit.
Right.
And you people come and watch in like the sports hall. Your parents and all come.
How long had you been doing it for up until that point?
Maybe 6 weeks.
That's so bald. So 6 weeks in, you're like, yo, get me a fight.
Well, I think it was more like this is the thing. Have you ever seen adults do karate? It's so shit.
Yeah.
Non-contact. It's a dance, isn't it?
They're just you're hot.
Yeah. And they just do it. Like, no one's touching each other.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Know what I mean? Like, nobody's going to be in a bar brawl and, like, get their orange belt on and cause any damage.
Yeah, it's just that.
Yeah, it's just...
You stand like that.
Yeah.
It's we're going to get the shit kicked out of us by karate
by
people
all the
after
karate
this.
Guys.
Yeah. And we'll have to pretend it hurts.
Stop. Yeah. Stop doing poses in front of me.
Stop doing the Macarena. I can't handle it. They'll hurt.
I was out doing fucking the poses and all that. You just walk around and go, hurt. And then in the middle of
that
it.
That was pretty good.
Yeah, I got really scared drunk. From somebody else going, hurt. Like, not touching me, but just doing that. And I started crying and ran into the, I want to say bleachers, but I think they're an American thing.
Didn't know you went to Sweet Valley High. Who did you go to homecoming with?
Ran up to the benches.
Yeah.
The and started crying and then never went back. Bleachers.
Oh, no.
It's very American.
But you went home and got some Kool-Aid anyway. And
went home and got some Kool-Aid. And
was your boyfriend playing lacrosse at the time?
Yeah.
Recess.
He was a jock.
Chad?
A Chad. Yeah.
No, his name
No, his name is Chad. Chad. I know that.
A Chad.
The American Chavs.
A Chad.
But as we were talking about Anthony earlier on, that's what I meant to say to you about my mum, whenever she would cover the plaster over the thing, she was convinced that when I made her a Facebook years ago, statuses on Facebook, she was convinced that was all directed at her. And she
so people were telling her that? You
all
mean,
the right. statuses were information, like, Donna, here's my status for you.
Right. Oh, okay.
So she read that's it. Cute. She rang me one day, my best friend's called Mar Louise, and she was like, why does Mar Louise keep telling me about her hangovers? I don't care. I was like, she's telling the world.
Yeah.
Mom was like, even more so then, why does anyone care?
Do you know what the worst things were? when Facebook statuses were such and such is, and then you write the rest.
Yeah.
And like you were
talk about yourself in the third person.
Yeah. It is wondering why Hollyoaks is so damn good. You know, statuses were the worst. Right, so plug the podcast a bit more. It comes out on Thursday. It's Thursday the day. Thursday
past.
I'll ask Dan. Yeah, but it comes out on Thursday.
So it's great fun. We've had some really fun guests on so far. You've been on it.
Yeah.
You will be on it. I don't know how time work. You're actually sniffing glue.
Can you get high on Pritstick?
Probably not the Tesco brand one.
Yeah.
You probably get high on the real shit.
Yeah.
Pritstick is the name of a brand.
I know.
That's why, that's a glue. They're all glue sticks, aren't
I'm
they?
I'm aware, yeah.
Yeah. All right then. You're a glue stick.
I think you thought you were blowing my mind with that, but I understand what
it's
you mean.
It's just because sometimes you're...
There's a name for that.
You know, think you're blowing someone's
mind? You think Tipex the same? You're like Tipex, but Tipex is a brand.
That's no way. No way. So yeah, so it's been... So, the first few guests are, yeah, Paddy McDonald, Gemma Garrett in the first week. And then there's Kerry Quinn, and Claire Rafferty, Shane Todd, Kieran Bartlett.
Shane's coming out tomorrow.
You know, you're
hey, Dan,
Rain Man
look,
with Future Times.
You were told that in confidence. When does my episode get released though?
Tomorrow.
Right.
Your episode.
The same day I'm coming out.
Tomorrow, the same day. Yeah. Sorry.
We got there.
Cop onto that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great fun. I don't know. Just fucking listen to it.
Just listen to it. Watch it. Be on YouTube too.
That'll be on them places, aye.
Good. What's a dream?
The dream?
Yeah, Spotify.
Just to have a full night's sleep, Shane, to be honest.
A fun night's sleep? A fun night's sleep sounds shit.
Yeah. My dream would be to sleep on past 7.
Oh, imagine. Do you know what? You couldn't. Because I've been away in hotels with gigs and been like, I'm going to sleep till 10 minutes before like checkout time. And then at 6 o'clock, you're like,
yeah.
Like me and Michael went away. You know, God help him. I was like, at one point, I was going over to him, like, tickling his chin and be like, okay, wee man, you want to get up and
yeah,
all?
Yeah.
You ready for your porridge?
Yeah.
And what's weird is he's wearing a nappy. He's like, yeah.
I would love it. Although there was one day last week where my daughter didn't wake up till like 7:45, which was so mental.
Weird.
And I genuinely was like, should I check?
You check the breathing. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I can go in. She'd actually wake up. So I'm sort of willing to like...
Oh, you're willing to give it a few hours?
Because like, that's rest. A wee bit of respite for me. And if something bad has happened, it happened anyway. Anyway.
If I something bad
no,
has happened, it happened
that
anyway.
That is not what I mean. I don't mean that one, but I don't know why I said that. I was downstairs from 6 o'clock having a coffee because I'm used to being up and I was like, what the fuck is this wee bitch doing in bed?
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the dream would be for us all to sleep past 7.
Did she nap?
Yeah.
Okay.
She sleeps really well. She sleeps 11 hours at night. It's just, but I would just love for her to sleep 15 hours a night.
So what I'm saying is, would you rather have a £300 million Spotify deal or would you rather have 8 o'clock every morning for 3 months?
Can I go 50-50? Can I have 150?
150 million and a 6 a.m. start? The dream.
The dream. That's,
I'd love that.
You know what I mean? Because I'll be up at 6 a.m. just counting my money.
Yeah.
It would take from 6 till 7 till she wakes up to count some of it each day.
Oh, probably.
I'll
yeah.
do that. What yeah. would you rather have? Would you rather...
I'd rather have to sleep.
What is... So hold on. So before you die...
Yeah.
Soon.
As it's about to... I'm terrified to wrap this podcast up.
Before you die... Sorry.
It never leaves. Never leaves. It's a lifelong... It's a lifelong illness.
Oh,
I have,
is it?
But go ahead, yeah.
All right. The worst is a read. Do you know what I mean?
Probably not.
If you were allowed to have one more job before you died,
right.
What would it be? So if it's like, the podcast becomes the most successful podcast in the world, or you get like a Netflix special, or you get to star in your own huge Netflix, Shane of Thrones.
Why can't I have Shane of Crones?
Shane of Crones.
Why can't I have it all?
Because that's not how the world works.
Right.
And if you were raised like that, I feel bad for you.
I'd want to be the biggest stand-up comedian in the world.
How is that measured?
I don't know. I just mean if you're
income?
Offering me... No. Just like you'd know.
Who
you'd
do you think is the biggest in the minute?
Kevin, my friend Kevin Hart or Dave Chappelle, maybe?
I wouldn't say Kevin Hart. I would say he's like top... He's probably in the top 5.
Income-wise.
I think he's the biggest earner though, isn't he?
Yeah.
But as a
do you know what? I don't know. And I like to do a mix of things.
Yeah.
You know? But I would take all of it. I'd take a 20 past 6 sleep tomorrow morning though.
Yeah. In the short term, I'm happy to sacrifice any career for a nap.
Yep.
Yeah.
Diona, thanks very much for coming on.
But also go on the Grand Opera House website because you can buy tickets to my show, Bridesmaids of Northern Ireland.
Keep standing.
And Home
Alone. Keep standing all these plugs. The butt plugs too, which is weird. Thank you very much for coming on. I appreciate it. You watch your podcast called Back in the Day?
Remember When.
Remember When. Thank you very much. We'll put a link in somewhere. NordVPN, Manscaped, patreon.com/TVMePodcast. And the crack was good.
You fucking better stop recording.